podcasting from Sakes Island in Pompeii, Ephesus. This is the Micronesian Podcast with Patrick Petrus. My name is Maya. Thank you for joining us today. Let's start the podcast.
Okay, this is the Micronesian Podcast. My name is Patrick Petrus, and I want to share Micronesia with you on this podcast. Stuff that's going on, stuff that we are talking about, aware of, concerned about. All right. Okay, so I have with me my fellow, I don't know what you call yourself, like news information sharer? Yeah, from the Micronesia News Podcast. Definitely not a journalist, right?
Nope, I don't claim to be one either.
Absolutely. I'm just a podcaster, a guy with a microphone. What are you?
I'm just a guy that spends too much time on the internet.
All right. Anyways, speaking of that, you just finished up a video and you shared it. You went live actually today on the Micronesia News Broadcast. Facebook, what were you talking about?
So we talked about several things. Our main focus was a audit that was conducted by the National Public Auditor's Office concerning projects and programs over in Kashrai State that were funded, that were implemented by the Kashrai Congress.
How did that go?
Well, according to this, it didn't go too well. Here, finding number one stated that there was a lack of appropriate processes for selecting public projects. Mm-hmm. Finding number two, project expenditures were incurred and paid enough, though unrelated to the intent of law. Finding number three, found that over $445,258 worth of expenditures appeared not in compliance with laws and regulations.
Holy crap. Say that number again.
$445,258 worth of expenditures appeared not in compliance with laws and regulations.
That's like almost $500,000. So almost $500,000. Go back over there. Almost $500,000. Appeared not in compliance with laws and regulations. So where did that money go?
So according to this, it says here that of that amount, $151,847 were not properly approved. $142,011 were not properly supported. $49,941 of that amount exceeded the approved budget. And some of the money was used to fund things such as scholarships, meetings, outstanding debt for COM students from Kashrai, food, office supplies, and tuition, and debts for Kashrai students attending Xavier High School, among other things.
What the bleep? That is wild, man. And this is available to see publicly, right? This is, you can access this information where?
You can go to www.fsmopa.fm.
Man, that's a lot of money, especially for a state like Kashrai, which has what, 6,000 people at that? I mean, I think even less right now, maybe 5,000, something like that. And they're spending that kind of money, right? Who? Anyways, three findings. That's what the public auditor, National Public Auditor, came up with. A lot of stuff was not being, like, hold on. Finding number one, he said, like, lack of appropriate product. I'm just looking at these words, you know, incurred and paid, unrelated, expenditures not in compliance.
Yeah, so from finding number one, it says, as a result, approximately $1,173,979.43 appropriated by Congress was vulnerable to misuse, abuse, and waste.
I remember when I was in the Navy, they used to call it fraud, waste, fraud, and abuse. I guess this is what they call misuse, abuse, and waste. Anyways, wow. That is, I mean, 1 million, approximately 1.1 million was vulnerable for a population of 6,000 or less people?
According to them.
According to the FSM Public Auditor. You guys can check it out. Like June said, it's on, website again? We'll put it on the show notes in the description of the podcast.
www.fsmopa.fm. Now, what I wanted to share with you is pretty interesting. It's a response from Senator Palaknoa K. Welly. He's a senator from Kashrai. He voiced his disappointment at the audits. He said, and I'm quoting here from the audit, "Your recommendations are not accepted as I am not in any way required by law or regulations to work with state leaders in addressing SDPs." In essence, you are telling me to work with people that do not support me and
Okay, hold on. Let me break that down a little bit. So, he doesn't accept it because there's no law or regulation that says he, an elected official from Kushai, is not required to work with the other elected leaders of Kushai for the benefit of the people? Is that what it says? I mean, roundabout, roughly?
Basically, and that was one of the reasons the FSM Public Auditor's Office had found that the reason why these projects are, you know, are not working is simply because there's no coordination between state government and the Congressional Delegation Office. As a matter of fact, the state government and even the national government have no confidence that the Congressional Delegation Office are even working for the development and betterment of the people of Kashrai.
Where does it say that?
In the auditor's report here, that was just a sum up of what I was saying. But the actual quote is here in the conclusion, in the very beginning. It says, quote, "During our review of these projects, we observed that there was no adequate review and scrutiny of projects, purposes, costs, and benefits were performed by the Kashrai Delegation Congressional Delegation Office before proposed projects and project funding amounts were submitted to Congress and enacted into public law. We also observed that the Delegation Office did not coordinate or request assistance from Kashrai State Governor's Office in reviewing and selecting these projects. For the most part, the state government had little or no involvement with these projects."
So, what are they doing? So, elected leaders are not working. So, basically, these are elected leaders, elected by the people to serve them, but they're not working with each other to serve the people.
And basically, these projects are being chosen and implemented without, you know, them knowing about it, or it probably doesn't even serve a purpose for the development.
What the bleep? Because I don't want to say, that just blows my mind, man. People, if you guys should read this. It's, how many pages is this? This is a pretty lengthy document, though. 57 pages, but just go to the conclusion or even the responses and you'll see a lot of the good information. But man, that's just, I don't know what I mean. We've seen the official responses. This is an official report from the FSM National Government Public Auditor's Office, and it was submitted to the president, submitted to Kashrai State Delegation. There was also comments from Finance Office. So I mean, this has been around, this has been through the, you know, the channels, and but the only thing that I have not heard from is, where is the people's response?
Well, yeah, I mean, I haven't heard anything, but according to the auditor's office, in the beginning of their things, they say that the reason why they did this audit was because there were complaints from government officials and citizens, and this prompted the audit in the first place.
Oh, yes. Awesome. Now, I want to hear that. So, basically, the reason why they did this is because you said officials complained, private citizens complained, so they went ahead and did this.
Yes, that's what it says here in page one.
Beautiful. And what I understand is, not only the FSM National Public Auditor, but also the state public auditors have these hotlines where you can call to report, you know, anything that you think is out of place, and they will put that in, right, into action. Is that correct?
Yes, they do.
Do we have the number, by chance? We'll find out and we'll put it out. But anyways, This is an amazing report. If you have the time and the stomach to read this stuff, like I said, 57 pages. This is important stuff. People need to understand what's going on. Oh, here we go. So, hotline, if you're in Pompey, if you're in FSM, area code 691, country code, I'm sorry, 320-6768. If you think somebody is committing waste, fraud, and abuse of FSM national government funds, that is the number. 320-6768, let them know. Is that correct?
Correct. They also have a website, like I said earlier, www.fsmopa.fm, where you can just let them know. They also have a P.O. box, which is PS-05 for Palakkad Pompey FM 96941.
Yes, yes. Right on. Well, that's good information. So that's just part of what you talk about. You talk about also the on your live stream. The young lady that was found, I don't know if she's been found, but parts of her has been found here, and no one really knows exactly what happened. So sad news, very sad news. Hate to talk about sad stuff, but I guess here, what are you gonna say about it?
Yeah, while their reports are very minimal, it's just like through the vine, through the coconut vine, you know, rumor type. Apparently she was, there are body parts found. She was last seen getting into a car with a group of guys and driving off. And, you know, this actually just begs the question, what is being done about it? Who is responsible? Have they been caught? And how are we supposed to know about these updates if they've been caught at all? Because this is a serious matter, as this would mean that our lives and our safety on this island, especially for the young women and children, are definitely at risk.
Because there are murderers out there?
Well, if these things are to be believed, then yes.
Anyways, and also sad news as well. I just want to take a quick time and just say, offer my condolences to the Abraham family. They're one of the a girl and a boy, daughter, son, I don't know, or nephew, brothers, yeah, brother, sister, were killed in Bakersfield, California. Appears to be drug related, domestic violence. So condolences to them. Really sucks. I think if you haven't seen it, it's, they have a GoFundMe. They're trying to raise $10,000 to send the bodies back, and they've exceeded it already. And if you haven't seen it, we are just also shared on Micronesia News Broadcast. There's a video from the local news channel, and it's really apparent when you watch that just how much of a positive impact these two were to their community, especially the young man. So condolences to them, and let's move on to the next one.
So over in Sioux City, Iowa, there have been many locals have been recruited. This is a very, you know, well-known thing that companies come here to this country to recruit people to work for them. And there has been allegations. Just yesterday, a video surfaced yesterday where a recruiter and some locals, Pompeian locals, were having a heated exchange, and allegations have surfaced of maltreatment and unfair pay. It has also been stated that their passports have been taken, which is definitely illegal and, you know, a cause for human trafficking, which is definitely illegal. So according to an update, passports have been passed out back to Pompeian workers, and they're being pulled from work until they can finish completing their social security cards, which is kind of a weird thing to begin with.
Yeah, that's some beeped up stuff. You know, we're actually very fortunate to live in the age of social media, where you can use social media to leverage, you know, sharing of information. These things were shared through live streaming on Facebook, and that's how it got out. Live streaming on Facebook, man, that's what really made the difference. So if you're out there and you have problems, live stream that damn thing, or get on, talk about it, share it. Call us, we'll help you. But it's good to see that they're getting their passports back, and they're finally getting their social security cards, which all of that stuff shouldn't have been done. They shouldn't have taken their passports, and they should have had social security cards to begin with. Anyways, we've gone off a little bit too far. Podcast is usually a bit short, but it's good because we're talking about some good stuff here in Micronesia. Like I said at the top of the podcast, my name is Patrick Pedras. This is the Micronesia Podcast, and and I want to share Micronesia with you. This is a little bit of it. Until the next one.
Thanks for joining us today on the Micronesian Podcast with Patrick Pedris. Until the next episode, Kasalelia Mangko.